With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The seeds of law and order planted just days ago by President Trump in Washington, D.C., are bearing fruit. Last weekend alone, 68 arrests, 15 firearms seized in a single night, nearly 400 arrests since the president's crackdown on crime was launched. Mr. Trump is riding a wave of popularity in the polls, given a boost by his sit-down last week with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Insider Advantage says its polling indicates President Trump now enjoys 54% approval against a disapproval rating of just 44%. In fact, he enjoys an advantage across every age group except for the oldest respondents to the survey. It shows his approval increasing among African Americans and Hispanic Latinos. Approval with white voters is now at a near record of 64%. Bob Agner reporting.
North Carolina's Outer Banks among coastal areas bracing for fierce winds, heavy erosion, and flooding from Hurricane Erin. The Cat 2 storm is whipping up heavy surf and dangerous rip currents.
About 100 people each year drown from rip currents along U.S. beaches, and they account for the most beach rescues. Hurricane Erin is bringing these same potentially deadly rip currents. Rip currents don't pull you under. Instead, the narrow channels of water sweep a swimmer out to sea. Lifeguards say, don't panic. Swim parallel to the shore until you can get out of the rip current. And of course, if the beach is closed or if there are warnings up, stay out of the water. I'm Julie Walker.
The Kremlin says it is considering President Trump's suggestion of direct talks between Russian President Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 74 points. This is SRN News. Young people don't have much to do with church.
The latest poll from the American Bible Society finds that Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, are the least likely of all the generations to be a member of a local congregation or to be deeply involved if they are a member. ABS reports that less than 1 in 5 Gen Z Americans say they have a best friend at church, for instance, versus 25% of millennials, 26% of Gen X, and 31% of baby boomers and elders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Air Force has issued a memo saying that transgender airmen ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will not be allowed to argue before a board of their peers to keep their job. The memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. It also states that the boards must recommend separation of the member if the airman is living openly as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. Attorneys for Meta say a lawsuit brought by families of the victims of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, should be thrown out.
The suit alleges that Instagram, which is owned by Meta, allowed the promotion of firearms on the social media platform, and those advertisements encouraged the teenage gunman who killed 19 students and two teachers in that massacre. Meta lawyers in court say the company's advertising restrictions did not give firearms companies a playbook on how to work around Instagram's rules. Jason Walker reporting.
Minnesota has joined a wave of states suing TikTok, claiming the app uses addictive algorithms that harm young people's mental health. The lawsuit filed this week alleges TikTok violates state laws against deceptive trade practices and consumer fraud. TikTok disputes the claims. More details at SRNNews.com.